there's a specific problem which might occur, because the Commission said they will only register initiatives which are secondary law, not primary law. And if you talk about austerity measures, especially about the fiscal treaty or the European Stability Mechanism, this refers to primary law or extraordinary or external EU law, because, you know, Great Britain is not involved. It's an additional treaty, so to say, half out of the EU sphere. And these kind of issues might not be admissible. That needs to be explored. But that's a technical question, very important for the practice. But coming to your basic point that we as European citizens are being excluded from very fundamental question which will decide about our future, enormously, or next generation's future even, I can only agree that this is a very vital problem, especially also because the EU institutions like the European Parliament, for example, are also excluded from the treaty of the fiscal treaty produce, or how do you say, about the fiscal treaty negotiations. That means we have a huge democratic deficit right now, that the EU becomes more and more intergovernmental, and it's very intransparent how these people, especially Merkel and Sarkozy, de facto work, and we hardly can influence on that. That's why we say that all Europeans in every member state need to have the right to vote directly on the fiscal treaty, fiscal pact. And my home organization, or a member organization of Democracy International, which Mehr Demokratie, is going to court, for example, in Germany, to have a right to vote on this fiscal treaty. And in the long term, we think that we should have strong forms of participatory and direct democracy also to trigger such referendums on a European level. But that's future music, which we don't have yet, and that's what we continue to work for, to elaborate the European Citizens Initiative procedure further to a more binding and stronger instrument.